Hey guys, it's your best fight friend here, Rachel Solo, yet again, and I'm here to share my excitement over seeing Clarissa Shields make her MMA debut after she's accomplished so much in the world of boxing, and she wants to continue boxing, but is also trying her hand at MMA, and we got to see that tonight versus a veteran fighter in Brittany Elkin. And so what I learned, Kelsey interviewed Brittany Elkin before this fight, and so I learned that she was a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, that she's fought a lot of really, really tough opponents. She's fought Kayla Harrison. She is also, like, she knows how to persevere in fights. She said, in the fight that she had before this one, which she had some time off, but it's because in her last fight, she broke her arm and continued to fight in that fight with a broken arm. Other injuries, she mentioned a broken groin. She mentioned having a thumb go in and out of her eye socket. That's just like, oh my gosh. But here we have, I was like, you know, this isn't going to be an easy out. This isn't like a layup kind of fight, no. And Clarissa had to get in there, right? And she's got really good stand-up game, right, coming out of the boxing world. And I did notice how her stance was, and that it was more similar to boxing than what I see usually from MMA fighters. And then it was when she went to the ground, right? Like, that's where, like, the rubber hit the road, you know? Like, she had to be like, okay, what am I gonna do? And this girl clearly has a lot more experience in this part of the MMA game. I thought it was really, it was just really something to see her come in there and just do something that's really hard. Like, it's really hard to try new stuff. I said over on Twitter. So I went to the pool earlier today, and I was like, okay, I'm going to make this, like, bring this as part of my workout. And it was just me and the lifeguard. And the lifeguard, you know, even though I'm a full-grown adult, I guess has to sit up there. And I was like, I'm not a trained swimmer. I don't work out, like, swimming laps either. Like, the last time I tried to do that was last summer, and I tried it once, you know? So, like, I had to get out there and swim, and I feel like a clown flailing. Like, that was super hard for me to do. Like, it was so hard. And here's Clarissa Shields doing it in a very public stage. Get out there. And yeah, like, she was down there on the ground and had to, like, you know, I felt like I could see a couple times is like, okay, what do I do? Because here's the thing, she's learning. So she doesn't have, like, all these options when she's down on the ground. She said in her post-fight interview, like, she remembered her coach, Greg Jackson, telling her, you know, hit her in the head and then break her. Like, she used her body and kind of popped it when she was laying down to take her hips and kind of break her hold. That, to me, it was like, okay, that was her options, you know? So she doesn't have this plethora of options at her disposal yet. And yet, there she was. It seemed like, to me, like, she didn't panic. She made it through the rounds and defended herself, protected herself. Comeback too. And she said after the fight, like, I lost round one, I lost round two, like, I'm gonna win the next round. Like, it was just amazing. And she did, she said that she was able to see that Elkin did not like to be hit in the face. Like, she felt like she was, like, she knew that that was a tool that she was going to be able to use. And then, lo and behold, she used it. Without a doubt. Look at her go. Goodness. Like, and, I've been watching MMA for about a year and a half now and learning about the sport. And the, people on Twitter seem to say the ref gave Elkin every opportunity to fight back, and so it was a good stoppage. So Clarissa Shields with the TKO win. I'm just really happy for her, and I love it's such a, I guess it's inspiring to see somebody go out there and try something that's like not easy for them. It's hard for them, and they're learning in front of a very like public audience. And you'll see, like, when you're on Twitter, some people were kind of, you know, it's Twitter. Some people are super harsh. Some people are just like offering like the normal criticism, because we as fans, that's what we do. We analyze like the fighters, the sport, we, you know, who's doing what and all this. And so, but you do that, and it can be hard. It's hard for me to like hear people criticize anything I'm doing, even if they do it in the healthiest and most constructive way possible. And here she is. So I just find that really, really inspiring. And for me to take in my own life, you know, maybe next time I go to the pool, I can enjoy myself and enjoy my workout and not care what it looks like to anybody else, because hey, I'm getting out there and doing it. And how else am I supposed to learn and grow and become a better swimmer if I'm not out there doing it, you know? Anyway, I thought it was really inspiring. Really, it was a fun fight. I have to say, like, congrats to Brittany Elkin for coming on. Like, she took a tough fight. It was clearly a really big name for the PFL. They've been promoting her all week, and you go to their Instagram and see, like, Clarissa Shields all over it. And Brittany Elkin, like, stepped up, and she trained, and to hear her talk, like, before this fight, like, she had a really good game plan and angle for, you know, what she was bringing to the fight and why she could win this fight. So another, you know, just another stop along like the journey that is her life, and whatever she continues to do in her career as well. So just a huge, I don't know what you want to call it, just, you know, these, both of these women just stepping in and doing something that's hard. Congrats to both of them. I'm excited to see where this goes from here. Yeah, Clarissa, decided, I don't know how this works and how proceed from here. Yes, comment. Clarissa proved herself tonight, 100. Yeah, like, she ain't no joke. Brittany Elkin was no joke either. So just a really, really fun night. I'm so glad to get to watch this and support Clarissa in her career. And yeah, just real quick to talk about the fight right before this. Clay Collard got another win in his inside the cage. So Clay Collard, moving 2-0 in the PF. Now, he's in the tournament. Clarissa's not. This was a showcase event for her debut. But Clay Collard moving forward. And that was a tough fight back and forth. And I wasn't sure Clay was going to get it. I wasn't sure, because that was an excessive amount of takedowns. And that one takedown was super flashy, where he picked him up on his shoulder and, like, so I wasn't sure what was going to win out, you know, and the judges saw it for Clay Collard. So another big congrats there. Kelsey calls him the folk hero of boxing in 2020. So if you watched his run in boxing, that was just a lot of fun and really inspiring. There's somebody else like, hey, I can't fight in the PFL in 2020. I'm going to go over here to boxing and see what I can do. And he did a lot. So, yeah, just congrats to both those. And, yeah, Clay Collard and that joke, I don't know how he got out of it. I just was just like, oh my gosh, like, it's over. And I was sad. But somehow, I mean, look at this. How does he do that? I thought it was so totally over. Oh, goodness. And just Clarissa, one more time. There were a couple times where I heard the commentators, like, saying, oh, armbar, like, that Elkin was going to possibly get an armbar in there. And I was like, oh, no. Like, I mean, I can't. I was, like, all hunched up on my couch, like, just being like, oh, I can't see Clarissa get it. Like, I close my eyes for all armbars. I don't need to see anybody's arm broken. But clearly I've been following Clarissa's career for a long time. So as much as I liked Brittany Elkin coming in, like, because Kelsey interviewed her, and so when you hear somebody speak, you know, I kind of have a connection to them. I've followed Clarissa for a really long time, so I'm just super, super happy for her. I do think, so a lot of people are real positive about Clarissa and her career and what she's going to be able to do in the sport. Being able to, like, have a ground game, and if she can, like, shore up that stuff, I mean, how much she's just learned so quickly. I agree. I think that she's going to be very, very interesting inside the cage. Yes, sorry. Reading the comments real quick. I agree. PFL card. I watched, this whole season, PFL has a regular season where people compete for points, and the top four in each bracket will move on to the playoffs, and then the last two fighters at the end of the playoffs will fight for $1 million. So, different from how the rest of the combat sports world works, so it's really, really interesting, and I've had a lot of fun watching the PFL for this 2021 season. I'm looking forward to more. I'm excited to hear what's next for Clarissa, although I want her to have plenty of time in the gym so she can continue to learn and grow and work on stuff, but yeah, she might bring a really interesting angle over to MMA. And not that, like, nobody else has come from boxing and moved over to MMA. We know very famously Holly Holm has. But Clarissa coming over and the power that she has. Did you see the stats? Like, I think her strikes, it was like 90 out of 96. Like, somebody on Twitter was like, she could not miss. So, like, the stats, like, looked really good. So you might say, like, you know, she lost those rounds when you're looking at the whole thing, but looking at those stats on the screen, like, she did excellent. All right, I'm gonna close this down. Best Fight Friends, thanks for tuning in. Let us know, like, what'd you think of Clarissa? What'd you think? Let us know in the comments, and we'll see you next fight night. Okay, adios. Adios. When do I say adios? I'm stalling.